Okay, and hour number three. Glad you're along tonight. I'm going to spend a little time with one of the great people of our age, Jordan Maxwell, who has had his share of UFO experiences, among other things. And I wanted to ask Jordan this hour. First of all, hello, my friend. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being there. Sure. There is a lot of talk once again, and there were some predictions of supposedly enormous UFO sightings over all the major cities of the world last, what was it, the 13th or something. Didn't happen. There were a couple of little interesting things which may or may not have been balloons, and I don't know, over New York City. But you've seen these craft before, and we're both on the same, possibly even around as a recognizable species. This planet has a long history that we'll never be told about because the powers that be don't want us to know. But the end game is supposed to be, Wernher von Braun said this, others have said it, by ET, which will, of course, drive humankind into the arms of a one-world government overnight, save us from the evil aliens. And then we go back to Project Bluebeam in the late 80s, early 90s, and that was being talked about as being able to project holograms in the sky of the great religious leaders over the parts of the world that those religions were to have advanced technology and potentially could fake some of these craft. But do you think invasion trump card played here before too long?
Boy, that's really a difficult question.
Well, you can go on to the next question then.
We got plenty of them. Plenty
there
of them,
are. But. It's well, I don't know. There, the number of reports, of course, are continuing to seemingly escalate. I just had another one from Brian Veich about a very odd blue object seen right over Anaheim, California, and there's some video of that. Sightings.com will have details on that. I don't know. When you see something in the sky like that and see video of it, and the number of reports is one or two, you kind of wonder about things. Here's a description. It was a clear sky over Anaheim, California, around 11:30 at night, when, from the southwest of Disneyland, I saw this object that everyone in my apartment complex was looking at with cameras as well as binoculars. It was bright white, like a star, and then it would change to an LED-style blue light and take off from side to side with ridiculous speed. So anyway, it goes on and on. But we don't get very many reports of these things. And it's funny, over a populated area like that, you'd think there'd be tens of thousands of people who saw it, but maybe they weren't out at 11:30, I don't know. Anyway, so well, what is your take on the current state of ET and the government?
Well, because of my own personal experiences and experiences that I have had with other people there at the same time, many years ago, I was speaking at a conference in Pasadena, and after the conference, many of the speakers all went out to dinner, and I went with them. And, you know, Tom Bearden and all the big names were there at the dinner, and Norio Hayakawa brought up the subject of a possible fake invasion being planned to, as you said, frighten the world into accepting this new world order government. And he explained the whole concept, which I had already heard many times before from him. He still believes that today. And so when he was through explaining it, I said to him, Norio, I could take all the same facts which you have enumerated here and come up with a different conclusion. I could say that it's at least possible that there is actually, in fact, going to be an alien invasion, in fact, and that perhaps this government or the people who run the planet are part of the contingent that's here, part of it, and that they are preparing us peons of the world to prepare us for what they already know they are going to do, or if they're not a part of it, they know that it is an actual fact that's going to happen, and they've been given an opportunity to get us prepared so that maybe there's actually going to be some sort of an alien invasion, and they've just been preparing us and getting people like Spielberg and Lucas and all the others who have been doing these beautiful movies about alien invasion, etc.,
right,
as part of a program to awaken us so that if it actually did happen, it wouldn't frighten the whole world. Probably we'd just go with the flow, as we normally do with anything. And so...
Well, if they came here with advanced technology, I don't understand the fight. I mean, what are we going to do about it?
Well,
I mean, this seems sort of silly to me.
Well, I know, but I think that if you were an advanced civilization coming to a planet that's heavily populated, even if it's by imbeciles, you would not want it to be out of control. Then you'd have to kill a lot. But it would be better if they saw you and your group coming in as some kind of savior or some marvelous thing that would happen, rather than the whole planet being frightened to death overnight and flipping out. So it
would be a psychological war as much as a shooting war.
Yeah, I think so. And the reason why I think it's at least possible that there is something in fact to the idea, first of all, I don't think I would trust Von Braun as far as I could carry him. And second of all, I've had too many personal experiences which prove to me that there is some kind of a presence on the earth of a higher forms of life, and especially that event which happened to me up at
Area 51,
where Paul Tice, my publisher friend, and my lady friend Ivy, we were all three in the same room staying overnight, mm-hmm, when an alien life form came in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear Paul tell it, he gets all frightened just talking about it.
Yeah.
Very, very uncomfortable, even discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's a very, very calm, cool, and collected kind of person. He's a very, very conservative. But when you talk with him about what he saw in his room that night up at Area 51, you can tell he's visibly shaken by the whole event. And I know Paul for many years, and he's very, very quiet and very, low-key. But the things he has told me that has happened to him, and as I've traveled around the world, I have heard so many and very well-grounded, highly intelligent, well-grounded people tell me about their experiences, which implies on the face of it that there are other living entities here on the earth that we are not privy to see, because they are smarter than we are. They have technologies that can cloak them. And that if I go back to my own personal experiences, I am just totally convinced that we do have on this earth with us now higher forms of intelligences which are in fact not human. Not only that, but there's just too many people have legitimate experiences.
Yeah, and these ETs are walking amongst us.
That, as far as I'm concerned, that's what I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what I feel.
Me too.
That's the prize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can't say that this is totally ludicrous, because the Jewish religion and the Christian religion and the Islamic religion, all three are agreed. Not only that, I mean, the Hindu and, my God, so many of the other ancient religions.
Well, especially the older the religion, the more direct the reference it seems to off planet. Yeah,
and then when you start seeing some of the stuff that Klaus Donner is coming up with, and some of the stuff he's got that I can't tell you about yet,
He was on Thursday.
And did he tell you about the new fines?
No.
Well, that's really going to be a story.
So. All right. Well, he's what a gentleman, then. What a articulate, just a wonderful man. You were right.
Absolutely.
Thank you for connecting us and helping him get on here.
He has such an incredible mind. I love being with him.
Yep. All right. Quite a compliment from you, sir. And we'll be back in just a minute with Jordan as we continue our third hour tonight. Okay, back with Jordan Maxwell. Interesting note from Germany and Angela Merkel. She has, according to The Guardian in the UK, that newspaper, the headline says, Angela Merkel declares death of German multiculturalism. Chancellor's remarks, which claimed multiculturalism had failed utterly, interpreted as a shift rightwards from her previous views. Interesting. The first, I would say, advanced society to come out via its chancellor, president, prime minister, and say it. It doesn't work. Because the various cultures don't meld together as one. They have never been more adamant in maintaining their individuality, their own heritage, their culture, their customs, and to heck with trying to jump into that melting pot. Not going to happen. So she said it's dead. In fact, she said it has failed utterly. They're calling it a startling shift from her previous views. She said it had been an illusion to think that Germans and foreign workers could live happily side by side. Now, can you imagine Obama saying that? An illusion. My fellow Americans, multiculturalism has failed here. Totally, abjectly, irrevocably. It has been an illusion to think that Americans and foreigners, immigrants, foreign workers, could live happily side by side. We kidded ourselves for a while that they wouldn't stay. But that's not the reality, Merkel said. Interesting.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of strange things beginning to come together.
Are there? We talk about change and all that garbage. Well, this is not the change that anybody I know wanted. Things are happening very fast. It does seem as if it's out of control at times, but it really isn't. It's all in control. It's just that the number of hands on the steering wheel are really very few when you distill it and get down to the rudimentary issue of who's controlling the planet. Very few.
Well, I think anyone who's thinking person knows that, because there is a pyramid of power. In any corporation, there is pyramids of power, and there's always somebody at the top.
Right.
And to think that in the whole world, since we're talking about world government, it's ludicrous to think that a world government is just going to include everybody. We're all going to be happy working together in a world government. Now, that doesn't even happen in a company, a corporation. You always have the guy at the top.
Right.
And he usually, in the big corporation, he doesn't control anything. It's the stockholders who actually own the company who are the real bosses. And he's just out there, the president's out there, just to take all the bad publicity. And he's paid a lot of money to just take the heat and make everybody think he's the boss, while actually the guys, the stockholders on some island in the Caribbean, are really deciding what's going to be done and what won't. And so to think that the world government is just going to be collectively all the good people of the earth getting together, all the governments, and everybody will be able to work together to bring up a new world order government is ludicrous on the face of it. The only way you have a large city or a large country all stepping in line is if you have a police state where, you know, you even question anything and you go to prison. That's the only way you're going to get humans to agree, you know, to go along, to get along. That's mm-hmm. why America worked so well in this arrangement for coming new world order, because that's what we are, a police state. You even act like you don't love the Führer. If you even act like you are unhappy with Moscow, you know, you'll go to prison here. And if you get stopped, the cops are not only going to give you a ticket, they're going to beat your brains out. And so that's the only way you're ever going to have a world government, is with tyranny and violence and fear. But my God, we've known that from, you know, day one. I mean, all you got to do is go back and look at history. That's been the history of the human race. But somehow or another, the human family has a very short memory. We can't remember, can't even remember what the doctors did 2 weeks ago. So it's a very short memory we have, and I have said so many times that I believe that it's way far too late, far, far too late to try and turn anything around. I hear a lot of people who have wonderful ideas about the Enlightenment coming and that people are beginning to awaken. Well, no. Yeah, naturally you begin to awaken when they start beating your brains out in the cities.
Well, it's like cattle heading down that final walk, that final chute. Yes, they're waking up.
Yep.
But,
it's
folks,
a little light.
Yeah. the idea
well,
of...
that's my feeling.
Well, I concur, and I've said it for years, and so have you. And when you look at the facts, unfortunately, and distill them and assimilate them, the conclusions take you to a place that a lot of us would rather not go. But, you know, reality is reality, and I'd rather know than not know. Horst Seehofer, the Bavarian state premier, said, "Integration is the achievement of one who has integrated. I don't have to recognize anyone who lives off the state, rejects that state, refuses to ensure his children receive an education, and continues to produce little head-scarved girls," he said.
Yeah.
He said, "A large number of the Arabs and Turks living in this city of Berlin have no productive function other than selling fruit and vegetables." So to give you an idea of the split in Germany, there it is.
Well, it's a little late.
Yep. Be right back. All right, let's continue our conversation with Jordan Maxwell. And I look forward to a time when all of this becomes more clear to those who still don't get it. I don't know what good it's going to do, but I'd still rather have people know and understand than not know. That's just me. I misattributed what I was reading. It was actually said by an even more impressive German, Thilo Sarrazin, former Bundesbank board member. He finished off by saying, "Turks are conquering Germany in the same way the Kosovars conquered Kosovo by birth rate." Sound familiar?
Absolutely.
I think it does. So the same game is being played over there as is being played here. And here are some of the things that Americans have lost their way. They forgot about, they turned their back on, they no longer paid attention to. Here are some key areas. education. We know that the schools have now been completely reprogrammed. We know that through Charlotte Iserbeet's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. The school system, the government school system, produces morons, idiots. And in many cases, the students know they actually run the schools. They've got the power. That's weird, but it's true. No accidents, right?
No accidents, no. Not when the government is paying. Government gets what it pays for. You don't think so. Just contract, do a contract with the government and see how absolutely, particular for exactly what they ordered is exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Dealing with the government.
Well, yep.
Then whatever they pay for, they get. And since all of our educational system and the mainstream educational system is in the hands of the federal government, then what we're turning out is what the federal government has ordered. And so, obviously, whatever it is that we're turning out as people, it begins to make sense that you need to have a nation with an IQ, a very low IQ, if you're going to control them,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to use them for commerce and sell their bodies and use them for commerce, then you're not going to be able to do that in a country that has an extreme high IQ level. You're not going to be able to.
Someone is born with a high IQ potential, they want to create people who are functionally, mentally, marginal at best. They don't want any initiative to speak of.
No, none at all. No. Well, I mean, even the old man Rockefeller's father said that.
Mm.
So, we have way too many attorneys and doctors and professional people and industrialists. We don't need any more of them. If we're going to build an empire, what we need are workers.
Worker bees.
Yeah, worker bees. That's all we need. We don't need anybody with any intellect. We got the intellect already nailed down. Our children will be going to special universities and. But we don't need any more of this elite thinking of intellectuals in America. All we need is a bunch of poor people who don't mind going to work, working 12 hours a day, and doing what we tell them to do, and make sure they don't have enough brains to find their way out of a paper bag.
Yeah, no one recognizes opportunity anymore. They don't see it.
I know. They don't.
If it's put in front of you on a silver platter, a lot of Americans just they don't want to see it.
They wouldn't know what to do with it.
No.
Can't find a way out of a paper bag. And I've noticed, I just got back from a conference this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up on Sunday night sitting and talking with about a dozen people, maybe more, and for a couple of hours I was just going through some of the information that I'm interested in, and I just noticed that people listening to me, and of course there would be people coming by, stopping for a few minutes, listening to me, and moving on. I noticed that almost everybody, nobody was actually getting what I'm talking about. Nobody was, they were fascinated with this goofball sitting here talking, but nobody's listening. Nobody knows what he's talking about, and I could tell that. And they continued to ask questions that were ludicrous on the face of it, that had nothing to do with the subject that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to, and I noticed I had to talk faster and louder than they, so I could continue my train of thought to explain something.
Yeah.
So, and I've had this happen to me many times, so it appears to me that the American people, my fellow countrymen, the American people, just are not prepared mentally to sit down and think through and listen to argumentation, listen to and understand what's being said, and then
nobody
analyze
listens.
It.
Yeah.
I don't think Americans can do that anymore. All we know is sound bites and big top TV.
They're reactive. There's nobody proactive. Nobody. You just said it all in one word. Listen. No one listens and processes and comes to conclusions on their own much anymore.
No.
They heard your words as sounds, but they didn't understand the nuance or the breadth or the scope of what you were, the concepts you were putting out.
Remember what the scripture said, many will look with their eyes, but not see, will listen with their ears, but not hear, and with the heart not get the sense of it. Well, that's exactly what's happening today. People will look at you, they hear you, they're watching you, what you're saying. They have no idea in the world who you are or what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with the world that they live in. And so it's just totally ludicrous, even wasting time to listen to you. But they're fascinated with somebody who seems to be talking about something that sounds interesting, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why when people ask me, well, about my feeling about the great future ahead in the great age of Aquarius when man's going to enlighten, become more enlightened. And I'm saying all you've got to do is look at what we have been, where we have been as a great republic, and then understand that in 1848 to 1850, the communists moved in on our system. And by 1860, when we had the Civil War, we were done for. As a great republic, we were finished. And back in the 1860s. And since then, by the 1860s, we thought we were on the bottom. And then, from that point on, we began to go down that long chute to tyranny, to violence, and stupidity. Yeah, we gained in our technology to fight wars, but my God, once we became the great war power on the earth and defeated all the enemies, the first thing we started to do was, now we're going to rape the planet. You know, and it's disgusting. And we know that the word has always been that Atlantis collapsed because the technology was so high and it kept going higher, but their morale and their morals and ethics
went the opposite direction.
We're going the opposite direction.
Yeah, it's true. Hang on, Jordan. We'll be right back with Mr. Maxwell after this. Okay, back with Jordan, our last segment tonight. Here are some more terms. Let me just throw these out real quickly as to where we've gone wrong and why it's really over here. I'm sorry to say it, but as we knew it, we're not going back, so forget that idea.
That's what I think.
Realistic vision, individually speaking. Americans have lost their vision. Integrity. Wow. You talk to young people about integrity? They couldn't even, if you ask them to define the word, it probably would be quite amusing. Positive attitude. A positive attitude. Negativity is draining. Now, a lot of you say, well, what are you talking about? What you're saying is negative. No, what we're saying is realistic. There's a difference. There's a difference. Big. Resilience. How tough are people anymore? Not very. And this is a big one. I've been on this for years, so have you. Accountability. There's no accountability among young people. Everything is projected onto someone else whenever there's any responsibility, even hinted. Not my fault. I didn't do it. He did it. She did it. They did it. I'm a victim. There's no self-discipline left to speak of here.
Or self-respect.
Nobody has patience. And you mentioned listening earlier. You watch young people talk and they interrupt each other continually. Constantly. It's amazing. Kindness, gratitude, courage. All of these base values that any great nation or civilization is predicated upon, have to start down with the bottom line, the average individual. And the average individual in this country, for the most part, doesn't recognize or adhere to or embrace or even understand those concepts. What we've been taught is coming through the television and the media, and it's trash ethics. Awful.
You know, something else I've always known, and it becomes more and more obvious to me every day. I'm sitting in restaurants, and the people I associate with personally are very, very thought-provoking kind of people, researchers, writers, researchers like myself that are into all kinds of interesting stuff that I find fascinating to hear them. And yet, we're sitting at tables talking about all kinds of fascinating subjects dealing with law and concepts of government and how governments are conceived and how they are put together and how banks are put together and what the words mean and the symbols and all that. But people around us, they're talking about ball games and grandma got a new car, and I'm just amazed at the level of conversation that Americans go through every day. It's just amazing to me. Nobody seems to ever talk about anything that requires an intellect, that requires an inquiring mind that sees and knows that there's something very, very powerful going on the earth, the transformation of the human being into an animal. And, you know, like the Christians say, we didn't evolve from monkeys. I said, no, we are evolving into monkeys. And I'm just amazed at the shallowness of the conversations of Americans. They don't have anything of any deep and abiding and profound wisdom to give to their fellow man. All they know is what they've heard from somebody else. And
they just repeat it. That's all they do.
They just repeat something that they heard on the news that Lady Gaga said or something, and that's all. That's all the Americans have got. And they think they're going to stay on top of the world and live like they have lived in the past years. They're going to live like that forever. Well, it's ludicrous on the face of it. They're going under, and they're going fast, and there's going to come a day when the party is finally shut down. And when that happens, now the animals are going to wake up, and the animalistic thinking of a materialistic generation is going to awaken and find out they're in prison. It's a prison planet. And their masters are brilliant beyond words. I mean, as evil as these people are, they are very, very bright people.
Yep.
And the Americans have no idea in the world what all of this means, where it's going. Haven't got the faintest idea in the world, but it's coming.
But the Dodgers are playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, and the Lakers.
Or the Lakers, or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's just ridiculous.
These are not just diversions, they're drugs.
Your
definition of conversation and conversational skills is certainly there. What's going on now, we used to complain about small talk, boring. But small talk rules. And I'm not sure if what's being spoken even deserves to be called small talk anymore. Small talk, it's less than that. It's body function. It's sex. It's People Magazine stuff. It's all
That's
junk.
It. That's all it is. There is nothing of any intrinsic, redeemable value in American conversation today. Period. Nothing. There is nothing there, and therefore no one is going to get excited about changing anything, because virtually nobody knows anything to change anything anyway.
Well, they're happy with their status quo.
Yeah, they're happy with
That's the way it's always been, isn't it?
It's always been this way. There's always been the Dodgers and the Lakers. There's always been everything the way it's always been for thousands of years. It will always be that way, and they have no idea in the world that in the past 50 years, the human race is going under, and it's going quickly, and it's going all over the world. It's going under. So whoever is running this planet has some very dark and dire things that they are planning for this human race.
Well, they're instilling them right now.
Yeah, I know.
They're being implemented. We see it. And you folks listening are in the tiny minority of that little flicker that's off in the darkness of intelligence that's still out there.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It's sad because this isn't elitist talk that you're hearing here. It's honest assaying of what's around us. And you know it. Go out and listen. Just listen to the so-called small talk and prepare to be... I mean, really listen to it, and then look at the shopping carts and the poison that these poor people, and you got to have compassion for them. They don't know what's happening to them. Cradled to the grave, they're programmed, mind-controlled, shaped, manipulated. This is Royal Institute of International Affairs.
Jeff, the implication of all of this, once it is finally perceived correctly, the implication is that we are not going to produce a greater generation to come. And each generation, adds to the glory of the human being and the human creature.
Yeah, we're in decline.
Better and better. We're going the other way, and we're going quickly. And eventually, the whole world is going down the tubes because brilliant, intelligent people who are intellectually alert and aware are going to prison. They're going into jails and prisons, while numbskulls and dingbats are being put in as president of the United States, and collectively the entire government is a corrupt criminal organization, and nobody seems to see it except the people who have the brains to see it, but they're going to jail. So what I see, when I hear people talking about the wonderful future, you know, and all this brilliant thinking that's going to come to the world in the age of Aquarius, I'm saying somebody better go back and do their homework. We are on a downhill spiral, and the entire human family is going under. And there has to be some kind of a organized, deliberate, dumbing down and preparing all humans to be animals and to crawl on our knees to our masters. So the very concept of human dignity, respect, and sovereignty of the individual, unalienable rights, and all of that is gone. It's over. So as far as I'm concerned, the thing that humans need to do now is start getting a vision of what the human race was supposed to be, you know, and take back your sovereignty of your mind and start reading and studying and questioning things, because information out there is going quickly. It's covered up.
And don't rationalize. Well, there really are some good programs on TV once in a while. Don't rationalize it, folks. Get rid of it. Done. It's over. You want to see a movie? Go rent a movie. But
it always has bothered me terrible hearing people say, "Well, America's still the greatest country in the world, still the greatest country in the world," and then it goes down a little bit further, and then you say, "Well, now look where it's going. Well, it's still the greatest country in the world," and every week it goes down further and further, and every time, "Well, it's still the greatest country in the world," and so I know that people are living in a dreamland. So they're going to wake up very soon. So go to my website and check out some of the stuff on jordanmaxwell.com.
You have new DVDs out?
Yeah, I have some really off-the-wall, controversial stuff right there on the home page. You're not going to believe it when you see this stuff.
jordanmaxwell.com. All right, jordanmaxwell.com. Drop Jordan a line. Thank you, Jordan, very much.
Sure.
And
thank you, Jeff.
Talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. All right, it's one of a kind, Jordan Maxwell. And two new DVDs out. Do check them out. And thanks so much for being who you people are. You really matter. And we don't always agree on everything, but that's great. That's progress. All right, we'll be back in 21 hours. See you then.